it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This update is brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. Starting with the Panthers, who fell to Detroit 4-1. The Cats will play the back end of their back-to-back tonight in New Jersey. The puck drops at 7, and the game can be heard right here on WQAM. In the NFL, Week 7 begins tonight with the Steelers and Bengals. Kickoff is at 8:15. Over to the Canes, who return from their bye week tomorrow night when they host Louisville. Kickoff is at 7 from Hard Rock, and the game can be heard here on WQAM with our countdown to kickoff beginning at 3. And in baseball, the Blue Jays beat the Mariners 13-4. Seattle leads the ALCS 2-1. The Joe Rose Show begins now.
As a leader of this team, of the Miami Dolphins, you know, the comments that had been said, I would say I've made a mistake, and I'm owning up to that right now. You know, I've talked to guys on the team about it, talked to the leaders about it, and they know my heart. They know that the intent was right, but no matter the intent, you know, the intent can be right, but when things get misconstrued or however the media wants to portray it, you know, that leaves a void of silence and a lot of questions for the guys on our team. Now, being 1-5, you know, we talk a lot about, all right, we got to get this going. We got to get this going. Come in excited to go to work. Forget about the noise. And I feel like I just added on to that for our guys. You know, for myself, I got to look at myself as the leader, protecting the team. I don't feel like I did that to the best of my abilities. I felt like I let the emotions of the game get to me after the game. And, you know, that's something that I can learn from as a leader on this team. And what happens in-house should be protected. And none of that should have gotten out. And so want to publicly apologize about that. Want to move forward. And now want to focus on the Cleveland Browns.
I'm going to get Cleveland and show you. Hey, good morning, everybody. That was Tua Tagovailoa making, once again, the headlines nationally yesterday. Apologizes for his comments. Made a mistake. I'm owning up to it right now. Nothing else he can say, man. Just time to move on. I know the story's been beaten up for, what is today? Thursday. Story's been beaten up for 3 days and had the day off, so had to wait till the next day, his day where he usually speaks to the media, and had to talk about that. And then, you know, hey, man, I've talked to every guy individually. I've talked to every, obviously, the guys that weren't showing up. He had to go do a little apology to them and everything else. Listen, man, just keep everything. You're not a rookie. Just keep everything. You got a problem. Hey, man, you guys spend a lot of time together, planes and eating lunch together and getting in there and working out in the morning, or you can go to somebody, you know, you got lockers. Hey, can I talk to you for a sec? Hey, man, it's just easier to do. And by the way, I heard some people overnight. I was listening to a national show before me, and some people are going, hey, Tua did the right thing. Call them out if they're not showing up. I'm glad he did it that way. And the guy was trying to explain, nah, it's a better way to do it. Nobody likes to get called out that way. If you got a problem, and it's a big problem. By the way, it's not even a team. It was a player. It was extra. It was bonus time. Anyway, enough of that. Moving on. You've got the Browns next, and they've got their own problems. Don't worry about that. They've got their own problems. We're going to be getting into some of that stuff. We'll get more into got a big show. This is kind of fun today. Big Bo's coming in. The Stroker, Don Strock's going to join us. And Pete Prisco will also be with us later in the show. Brian Baldinger's going to join us. So we got a lot of stuff, man. We got a lot of stuff. How about this? Steelers can join the Bucks and the Colts. I got to tell you, I'm a little surprised. Steelers should have never beat the Patriots, except they turned it over five times. Hell, they're getting ready to score touchdowns, and they're fumbling through the end zone like we've seen never before. Anyway, all that being said, all that matters, Steelers win tonight against Cincinnati. They're 5-1 and going to join the very small club with the Colts and the Bucks at 5-1 before we get into the games this weekend. And so we'll be talking a lot about that. And Canes, man, it's tomorrow night, folks. You got a really good team. And I have a lot of stuff that I want to talk about, the makeup of this team. I know everybody keeps talking about JoJo Trader and Jordan Lyle, two really good-looking prospects. And Jordan Lyle was great as a freshman. JoJo Trader had the great game in the bowl game, and you saw what he can do. And so I'm going to be talking some about that. But, hey, I know what you're thinking. I wanted to hear what everybody had to say about that Louisville game tomorrow as they get ready to come into town for tomorrow night's game. And I'm like everybody else. There's a little part of me. Woody, I don't think's in this thing because he's all in. But there's always part of me when year after year after year, you lose games like this. So even though this team has nothing in common with the teams in the past, I look at the fundamental makeup of strong defensive and offensive lines. He just took the transfer portal with the group of guys that he has with experience. One thing about that transfer portal, you're getting experience. You're getting a lot of 20, 21, 22, 23-year-old guys. And they got them across the board on both sides of the football. And it's hard for me to imagine too many teams in college football have a better transfer portal class than he had last year. From Carson Beck to Turay, Scott, Lucas, Blay Jr., Poyser, I mean, I'm reading the list. C.J. Daniels, Brockermeyer, Brown, the backup running back. It's just an outstanding class with the development of the other guys that have been around through the transfer portal or guys that you recruited here. And then, of course, the story that everybody's talking about is the Reuben Bain and Akeem Mezidor story. But they're a big favorite tonight for a game that a lot of people think is going to be a lot closer. And there's a little piece of me that always worries that you come out and you just been listening to everybody tell you how great you are. There's just a little piece of me that just says, you got these guys. Man, we're looking at your schedule. Because that's...
You're right, by the way.
That's what friends and family do. That's what
they've lost this game for 20 years, Joe.
Yes.
You're right. I mean, there's obviously concern. But you're also right in that there's a different year and it's a different team. And man, are they better than anything Louisville's going to throw at you? And you can say that the rest of the year.
So if
Miami's not going to play a team that's even close in caliber of talent.
No, you're right.
Does it mean they can't get clipped?
Well, you can get clipped. I can tell you, I mean, there's already been a few teams that got clipped with some bad losses.
Oh,
but,
yeah, plenty of them.
But I will say this. This is a matured group. It's not a young group. It's a group that's been around. It's a group that's, like I said, a lot of these guys are – They're out of their teenage years.
Well, talent wasn't the issue last year, right? You lost to a few teams at the end of the year. And I know that the defense struggled. I know, but as far as talent, paper, you know, what those matchups were on paper, you know, I think Miami are the better teams. But you are right. This team lacks, you know, weaknesses, or glaring weaknesses, right? If you're Louisville, like what?
I think we figured out, though,
what is your approach to beat the Hurricanes?
Woody, I just disagree with one thing about last year, that defense.
I know, it got bad.
We kind of found out the second half of the year was real. I mean, they got a few stops when they needed them early in the season. We were able to pull. I mean, they didn't really pull away from anybody.
My point, though, is that it hasn't always been. You're not always losing to teams that have better talent than you through this stretch of mediocrity. But
so the second part of this is, and I want to get into this because – people are going to – that I saw – there's articles. They're playing their ass off, and we got writers are asking about JoJo Trader and Jordan Lyle. And I get it. They're both local guys, Chaminade and American – and excuse me, and St. Thomas Aquinas. They're really good players. We got teased on how good Jordan Lyle was with the playing time he got last year. He was phenomenal as a third running back. And JoJo Trader, we saw a little bit of, again, some of his problems had just been injury. But here's what's happened. And it's happened to me. It's happened to a lot of guys. You get injured, and other players move ahead of you, and they get a chance to play, and they play well in big games. And they get their confidence, and you can't come back right away, and they get better and better and better to the point that Mario Cristobal and every other head coach says, I got to keep playing. These guys are really friggin' good. I got to, all of a sudden, Brown as a backup running back is making ridiculous plays, taking over. And then you look at the receiver group. I didn't know C.J. Daniels was going to be so good. I don't think anybody knew Malachi was going to be this good. So now all of a sudden, between injury, those guys start to get ready to come back, and they go, hey, we're ready to go. And they go, hey, that's great, but the guys ahead of you are playing really well, gotten really good time with the quarterback while you guys been out. You guys came back, and you look a little different, not as good a shape. So the frustration kicks in. Now let me tell you how this works in the new world of college, because I know what's going on. You get injured, and the other guys are playing. So now you have a situation with the frustration, and then, especially when you're local guys, you have people in your ear about, hey, man, screw those guys. Dude, when this is done, get the hell out of there. There's going to be a lot of schools that want you. There is. By the way, there is. There are going to be a lot of schools that want those two. And if you're not getting what you want now, man, screw them. Because that's what family and friends do, bro. That's wrong, man, what they did. That dude is not as good as you are. Now, everybody wants to be part of a winner, so it's a little easier when you're winning and you're undefeated and you're the number two team in the country. But this could happen with JoJo Trader and Jordan Lyle, unless, you know, we'll see, because they're going to, again, next year, have a chance to be frontline guys as guys start to leave and turn pro and everything else. But this is where it is, man. And JoJo Trader has had some little injuries that have kept him out. And then when he comes back, maybe not as in, and again, not as in good a shape, not as sharp, little down about what has happened and how he has dropped and can't get in the game. I understand it, man. Wanted to play in some of those big nationally televised games. And not catching any footballs after the way it ended last year, again, in that bowl game where he had a really good, really good game. So, I don't know, but I do know Mario. Mario can't worry about that right now. He's going to do everything. Hey, we want to get you guys going again. We want to get you in the rotation at some point back in. But I can't worry about you, and you're not going to be my number one priority every week. I got to win games, and I'm going to play the best players, whether they're 23 or 18 or just turned 18. And I know there's some guys backing them up that are already got people in their ears. I know it for a fact. Fact. I just went fact. That some guys got in their ears, coaches, hey, man, screw this place, dude. Remember all the schools wanted you coming out? Dude, they'll be there for you, man, this thing. So, anyway, I just wanted to bring all that up because I see JoJo Trader and Jordan Lyle stories out there. I hope they stay because I think they'd be really good Canes. I know it's not happening as quickly as they want. For Jordan Lyle, it's got to be really frustrating because he was so friggin' good last year when he came in and played. So we'll see what happens. But I got to tell you, man, on behalf of the fan base, on behalf of the coaching staff, and you want to keep those guys around, you don't want to lose them. You recruit them. You spend a lot of time on those guys. You don't want to lose them. But right now, you got to win frigging games. And your goal right now is not about hurting people's feelings. You want to keep everybody aboard. Don't get me wrong. You got people, you know, picking them up every day going, hey, don't be down. They want to get you back in there. But they got bigger things to worry about right now. And that's winning football games. and the coach to make sure his frontline guys. But this team's got a lot of character. They got some big horses all over this team. And so can't wait for tomorrow night to see what it's going to look like. Hey, we got a lot more stuff to get to here. Brian Baldinger, NFL Network, NFL Insider, is going to join us and talk to us about everything, including all the junk going on with this Miami Dolphins team. We'll have that next. So stay with us for that. But before we do, want to take a second this morning to talk to you. If you're off the road a little bit and struggling, it happens. I want to get to those guys early in the morning here. Dr. Barry and his staff want to help you if you're going through some hard times, or you know somebody that you love or care about is going through some hard times. Recovery Unplugged, man. If you're off the road a little bit, gone through some tough times, and find yourself hitting a bottle a little too hard, trying some other things right now, some things that you just can't get out of the way right now with being in this funk, Recovery Unplugged, Dr. Barry and his staff would love to help you. We're talking about game changers on the field, but not only that, but we're talking about if you're going through mental health. Recovery Unplugged Behavioral Health has a beautiful mental health residential program in Fort Lauderdale. For 12 years, they've helped over 20,000 people heal with expert clinical team they have and innovative treatments like this ketamine therapy for depression, anxiety, and trauma. If you or someone you know needs some help right now, right, has going through it, needs a winning strategy, call 954-737-4508. That's 954-737-4508, or visit recoveryunplugged.com. Everyone deserves a great season in life. Recovery Unplugged, heal out loud.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com, where we are joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side, Joe.
All right, let's go right to him, man. We got the same old going on here in South Florida. Baldy, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, Joe, good morning. I'm doing well, buddy. Good to be with you.
Thank you, man. So we're now 1-5, and what do you see in general? What are people saying about the Dolphins, this Miami Dolphins team, after the way they ended up losing in this last game?
Well, I mean, you know, they had two great drives in the fourth quarter to take the lead. You know, the touchdown by Waller with 52 seconds to go, you hope you could hold it, but so it was a good performance like that, Waller. But honestly, that run defense was just pathetic, Joe. You know, this Kamani Vidal has never started a game in his life, never gained more than 34 yards rushing in the 2 years he's been in the league. And he looks like he should be the rushing leader with running for 124 yards. And honestly, like they played pretty good run defense for the most part. They got good players. The run fits and the linebackers are a joke. And they're constantly, I don't know what they're doing, but the run fits destroyed them, you know, the other day. And, you know, Vidal gave them what they wanted. And look, the Chargers, like a lot of other people, Joe, they're not alone. But, I mean, they're playing two third-string tackles
right
in that game. And you would just think that, you know, with some of the guys they have off the edge, you know, you saw the throw by Herbert, you know, and then there's Chop Robinson and Jalen Phillips all over him, and he makes that throw with 34 seconds to go to, you know, set up the winning field goal. I mean, it just – you got to get him to the ground, and they couldn't get him to the ground.
Yeah, it's the run defense. By the way, the Browns somehow are favored in this game by a couple of points this week.
Wow.
And I'm sure it's all because of run defense, right? It's just going back like, hey, I guess the Miami Dolphins, if we all know it because we talk about it every week, their game plan is to run the football with their rookie and get see if they can run it inside, outside, yeah, like everybody else has done to them.
Yep. I mean, you know, just giving up those big runs. I mean, third and one, Joe, they're giving up a 34-yard run. Yeah. Like, just no, you know, I mean, you just, yeah, I'm sure they anticipate the quarterback sneak from Herbert there, but I mean, you got to play defense, and you got to be in. I mean, this defense, it shouldn't be difficult, Joe, but the linebackers are lost in where they're going, and they're getting gashed like that. And Cleveland's more than capable. This running back they're going to see this week is a whole lot better than the running back they saw last week. This is Quinshon Judkins. Is a good back. Kalani is, I mean, he's their fourth team running back, and he's out there, you know, gashing him for 124 yards.
Yeah, we're seeing that every week, and it's a copycat league, and I'm guessing the Dolphins know what's coming. Hey, by the way, just to get past the drama, player only meetings. I put a ban today on player only meetings that this team talking about. They go, Joe, what about your player-only meetings? I go, I don't remember if they worked or not. I know we had a couple, but I can't even tell you who got up in front. I don't know. What was your – what happened when you had player-only meetings?
Yeah, I've been in my share of player-only meetings in 12 years, Joe, and my honest take is that you're never in trouble until you have a player's-only meeting, and I don't believe they ever fix anything. Just going to work and working on your weaknesses and – making sure you don't make same mistakes, and
right.
So you got a young, inexperienced right side of the line over there. I mean, I just go to work and try to get things fixed. I mean, I don't believe in player only meetings. I never really ever see them working. If you got to air some things out, you got to air some things out. But it doesn't guarantee any sort of wins the next week following them.
The other thing is, if you're the quarterback, I'm guessing if you say, yeah, we have player-only meetings and some guys didn't show up and other guys came in late, I wouldn't say that to everybody because that makes you look bad as one of the leaders of the team as a quarterback, a franchise quarterback. So I don't know, man.
I haven't seen that before, Joe.
That was the first.
I haven't seen that.
No.
I mean, there's a lot of ways that you can address certain situations, but I've never seen that after a game. I'm sure he's frustrated. They got the lead at the end. But I'm sure I just can't recall a quarterback publicly, you know, making that kind of statement. And, you know, to my knowledge, Tua's been a good leader, but that's not what a leader does.
No, I think even Mike had to step up there and say the next day that's not what you expect. Hey, by the way, Dylan Gabriel gets a start. What are your thoughts as he gets ready to start his third game with? Have you seen improvement? What have you seen from him?
Well, I mean, Pittsburgh was all over him. I mean, Cleveland was playing literally two third-team tackles out there. And, you know, Nick Herbig and TJ, those guys had their way with him. And, you're a 5'9 quarterback, left-handed, and you can't see very well. I mean, you've seen what kind of happens sometimes. He gets the ball out quick. He sees, you know, he reminds me a lot of Tua. You know, not just because he's left-handed and, you know, he's short, but he gets the ball out. He sees he's got a good arm. He's probably a better arm than Tua. But, you know, he's got a good, you know, arm. They don't have very good receivers. And so they're very limited offensively. They got a lot of rookies playing all over the place, offense and defense. And, you know, they're trying to, you know, see what those guys can do right now.
Hey, boy, I'll tell you what, the NFL's got so many great stories, and none better than the three great comebacks of quarterback Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield, and Daniel Jones. Not only are they having really good years, but they got three of the best teams in the NFL right now in Seattle, Tampa Bay, and Indy. How good are those stories?
They're great, Joe. I mean, there's three reclamation projects. And, you know, when you're drafted high, like all three of those guys were, and you're with an organization and all they do is change coaches, GMs, fire coaches. You know, they're never build a stable organization around the quarterback. And then they leave and they go to places that are really stable. They know how to draft, know how to build a team, know how to spend their money. And then you see them flourish with really good play designs and, you know, I mean, last week, Baker Mayfield threw a touchdown pass to a kid I'd never heard of before, Joe. Cameron Johnson, I never heard of the kid, ever. And, you know, he's thrown a touchdown pass to him. Like, the quarterbacks are flourishing because everything around him is really good. And they're playing with supreme confidence. And all three of those teams are going to make the playoffs. And we'll see what happens then.
Hey, I got Colts and Bucks have the two best records. We'll see if Pittsburgh can match it. They've got only one loss, but one less win. Is there a chance that Colts and the Bucks are the best team in the AFC and NFC besides their record, what your eyeballs tell you?
Well, I mean, the Bucks did lose to Philadelphia. And so, you know, I mean, it's you know, every day is every weekend's a different weekend. But you know, they're over the course of, you know, 6 weeks now. I mean, they're at the top of the leaderboard. The Colts will play the Pitt Steelers on November 2nd, Joe. So that's coming up in 2 weeks. They play there in Pittsburgh. That will probably determine a great deal about what's going on in the AFC.
Brian Baldinger here with us on QAM. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side.
All right, and the best story. The Patriots are in first place in the AFC East. We're not even halfway through this season. They have been great on the road. They went to Buffalo, where it's a very difficult place to win. We'll see what happens the rest of the year now because they've got some problems. You surprised the Patriots have taken off after fumbling five times and barely losing to Pittsburgh? I thought, oh boy, same old Patriots, man, and they have flipped it around.
I think they got a great coach in Mike Vrabel. And, you know, the irony about that, you know, in Tennessee firing their coach this week, Joe, is that the Patriots are going to Tennessee this Sunday.
Oh,
and the Tennessee Titans, who are just poorly, poorly led, and Cam Ward will one day probably be another reclamation project. They're going to see themselves watch Mike Vrabel bring this team in and probably whip them up pretty good and go, what in the world were we thinking when we let this guy go? I mean, there's only so many great coaches in this business that know how to, you know how to lead, know how to, like, handle these players, know how to, you know, build some discipline within a team. That shows up every week right now. They did a great job spending their money on good players.
Yep.
And building up around a young quarterback who is growing up really fast right in front of us and is having a really good season.
Boy, I'm glad you said that. Drake May. You know, when we play him second game of the year, and everybody's like, I don't know about Drake May. He's kind of throwing it. You know, he wasn't great against the Raiders. And, man, he played against us. He looked great. I mean, he made some throws to his backs down the sideline, up and out and up routes, down just yeah. – Will Routes, beautiful throws that he had made. And, boy, they don't look like they're going away. By the way, the Bills, along with the Eagles and Lions, but I want to start with the Bills. They got problems. Can they fix those? Because they got some of the same problems. They can't stop the run now.
No. I mean, you know, you just saw what happened with Atlanta. I mean, Bijan goes for 81 yards, you know, to kind of open that game up. But they ran the ball for 206 yards against them, and that's been an issue. That's what the Ravens did when they beat them earlier this year. And so it's been a problem. And now they're minus, you know, some players in there. You know, Milano goes down again. I mean, they can't seem to stay healthy in a lot of spots. But it's been an issue with them in the postseason and in big games. But I guess the bad part was, you know, they only scored 14 points. That's the fewest points Buffalo scored in a long time. And, you know, they had the chance. It was 21-14 for most of that fourth quarter. They just could not, you know, put a drive together. And that's with Josh and,
yeah,
you know, and Cook and, you know, the same offensive line. So they struggled in that department too. So it was I thought it was a total team loss, Joe.
How about Eagles? The Eagles all of a sudden, I know you're real close to their organization. What's your take on their 4-2 right now?
Well, this could be a collapse right now. I mean, they've scored 17 points in each of the last two losses to Denver and to the Giants. They gave up five touchdowns to the Giants, Joe. Like, I didn't think the Giants were capable of scoring five touchdowns in two games. They scored five in one game last Thursday night. So they've got issues on both sides of the ball. And, you know, the offense, you know, players are saying it looks predictable. I can show you plays that look awfully predictable on third downs.
Yeah.
They're just, you know, they're not, you know, last year they ran for over 3,000 yards, Joe. They're going to run for less than half of that right now, the way they're going.
Yeah, it's same because a lot of the same guys on that offensive line, it's crazy. How about the Lions? I want to throw them in there also at 4-2. Is that a little different 4-2 feel to you?
Well, a little bit. I mean, defensively, you know, it's like the whole league, Joe. I mean, they're playing, you know, corners right now that are off the street, and they're getting beat down the field and giving up a lot of big plays. Offensively, they're very good. They did not have a great game on Sunday, and that was against Kansas City. And Kansas City is all the way back despite the 3-3 record.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to see that team. I mean, they might go on a 10-game tear the way that offense is playing, but the surprising part was that Detroit was really kept down in that game. And the offense that looked like they were scoring almost 40 a game for a while, they scored less than half of that.
Hey, speaking of the Giants, they got two rookies. I got to tell you, we'll see how long the running lasts, but what do you think of Dart at quarterback, who plays with so much passion?
he just is the Energizer Bunny. Like, you can't, the guy just loves to compete, Joe. He played 44 games in college. He has a lot of experience. He's gone to Baton Rouge and Tuscaloosa and all those big places in the SEC and won. You know, he's a big play guy. I think he's loving every second of this thing. And I've been around him a little bit, Joe. Like, he's totally committed to everything you got to do. They're playing without their best player, Malik Nabers. And they got a tough assignment. I mean, Denver's defense and that, you know, that pass rush of theirs is fierce. It's by far the league's best. They're going to have their hands full. But that running back, Joe, like, you know, he's Larry Zonka. Like, he really, he's Zonka, man. He's just running people over right now. And he does not want to be denied. They've totally changed that whole franchise, those two players.
That's amazing, the two rookies. Such a great story for that team. I see the coach up in front. And I was thinking, I wouldn't, if I was a rookie, no matter what round I was in, screaming and yelling why my coach is up there, and he stops the press conference, and he looks back, and he just shakes his head. They're all laughing. He's out yeah. there, man. And by the way, I don't know how long that career is going to last the way he runs at people, but yeah. I'll tell you, it's going to be fun while he's there.
He's going to put there's going to be a lot of bad highlights of players trying to tackle him yeah. over the next couple of years, Joe. I know
oh,
that.
Oh, my God. Hey, so I got to ask you, for your money, and I know we're not even at the halfway point. We still got a lot of games left. The best team in the AFC right now, because I know Kansas City, what they just did, and they're getting another receiver back. You're like, oh, boy, this thing could be taking off. But I did want to know, who's the best team for you right now in the AFC and NFC?
It'd be hard to go against Kansas City right now, but I think Pittsburgh is coming on. They're starting to put it together. Aaron looked really good the other day. They have just enough on offense. And defensively, they can really get after you. I think Pittsburgh, I mean, all those teams, Pittsburgh, Indianapolis is for real. This rookie, Tyler Warren, Joe,
oh,
I don't know if you got a chance to watch that rookie tight end.
Oh, Lord.
I don't know how anybody passed him up. I mean, all you do is just, the kid can throw it. He can run it. He can block like nobody yeah. else right now. You know, they got the league's leading rusher, and quarterback's not making many mistakes. That's a really and defensively, I think they're going to get better as some of these guys they picked up off the street get Lou Anarumo's defense down a little bit more. But that's going to be a tough out for a lot of teams.
Yeah. By the way, man, that tight end, he's 6'6", like 260, catches yeah, everything, no matter where, and he's fast. Just,
he's fast, and the guy, he leads them in receptions right now. The offense goes through him, Joe. He's unbelievable. He reminds me of Mark Bavaro. The way just he doesn't say two words.
That's a good one.
Doesn't yeah. say two words. He's like tough as can be, and catches everything that they throw to him.
Well, Baldy, listen, man, thank you so much. It's going to be fun to watch. Always appreciate having you, buddy. Thank you.
Always, Joe. Have a good week, buddy. I'll
you
talk
too.
To you soon.
Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL Insider.
He's also the host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side, Joe.
Sing that for me once. Just give me that. Nationwide is on your side.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame members Rush just announced their 50-something tour. Want to see them? Grab a chance for you and a guest to win a fly away to see this legendary band at Madison Square Garden in New York City. The prize includes tickets to the show, round-trip airfare, and a two-night hotel stay. Don't miss out. Enter now, WQAM.com. It's a national contest, Joe.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. And, of course, the big story has nothing to do with actual football. But to his apology, for his comments after the game, after the loss to the Chargers, and everything that was said, listen, you got to move on now. You got the Browns, who aren't very good. You got a lot of their own problems. But I got to tell you, man, the bigger problem right now, if we're getting back to the football side of this, besides whatever you think of Tua, one way or the other, we got to stop or slow down the run defensively. My God. It's just looking at numbers last night on what everybody's been able to do. all these 100-yard rushers and these yards, dead last, giving up 5.5 yards per carry. My God, do the math on that. Every time just two carries are getting first downs, the amount of 20-yard runs they've had is just a lot of bad numbers that they're trying to get cleaned up. Baldy talked about something I thought was very interesting, just not the D-line, but the tackling by everybody. He talked about linebackers. He talked about, and listen, our linebackers are stuffed. Hell, we got number one tackling linebacker in the NFL. He's got more tackles than anybody. And his sidekick had to miss last week's game, or he'd be right there with him. So plays bounce out, and guys just aren't tackling, aren't playing well. It's frustrating. And, you know, I know talked about, well, we're trying to strip the ball. Well, you better make sure you make tackles before guys take off and run for another 5, 6, 7, 8 yards before you decide to have somebody else come in and try to strip the ball or pop it out with the hit or something. So they got some things individually clean up and just playing better late in football games. And the mistakes, the little mistakes were just not good enough to overcome all the little mistakes, and the worst time to have the longest kickoff return against you, the last 30-something seconds of the game, just across the board. You've seen them all. There's no reason to bring them all up here. I can tell you their game plan, though. This game plan for the Browns is going to be a really easy one. It's a copycat league. I'm sure when Anthony Weaver gets together with his guys, he goes, okay, we've got another running back that we're going to face here that's a rookie, and they're going to run the hell out of him because they think they can run the ball, and then they're going to have their rookie quarterback throw short passes to the tight end and running backs, and you can look at their numbers, a lot of checkdowns, a lot of swing passes, just a little curl up, 5, 6 yards, just to have positive plays. Not a lot of yards, just put you in better second and third down situations. And if you're able to run the football, I know people are frustrated with our pass rush too. Look, if you're doing nothing but worried about the run and the run and the run and the run, and now last week we saw the Chargers bounce outside of the tackles a couple of times for huge runs, then it's hard to tee off. You're never in third and long situations, or very seldom. Everything is short, and you know, whether it's quarterback sneak or hand the ball off or fake it and run outside, but it's just a slowed down the pass rush, and from there we got one interception in 6 games. I just think it's all connected to not being able to stop the run. And now we got Quinshon Judkins, 6 feet 220 pounds, who's their best offensive player right now after getting through all his drama and legal issues to start the year. And he's our guy, and he's another one of these. By the way, everybody seems like has got 220-pound running backs across the board, and he's another one. So that's going to be an interesting one while we're talking. And I know everybody and Tua, this whole thing with Tua, and everybody's got an opinion on it, whether – you're a casual fan. It's just one of those topics when somebody says something about the team. And some of you, by the way, some of you have said, why can't he say that? He's a quarterback. He should say that. I'm glad to see somebody stand up to those guys. And then other people going, nah, that's not how you do it. You don't call guys out. If you got a problem and it's bothering you that much, you talk to them. There's a lot of different places. You're together all day, 5 days a week. You are together all day. If you're on the plane, you got the plane, you're in the hotel. If you're at home, you're there all day. You're working out, you're lifting, you're in meetings. There's plenty of time. You eat together, and that great food they have over there. There's a lot of different ways to get your message across nicely to guys and tell them, hey, man, I need you. I need you to give me a little more. Just don't do it. And, you know, the weird thing is he's not a rookie. And he's been around this league for a while now. And so, anyway, I'm not so sure he didn't think some of it, you know, was media driven, and he came clean on it, but I'm guessing right after he said it, he thought nothing of it. Didn't think he had done anything wrong is what I really think. Hey, we got 7 o'clock hour coming up here. We got a lot more stuff to get to. And as I said, Kimbo Camper will join us today. Pete Prisco is going to be in, and Don Strock is going to call us as well. Talk to Stroker and talk about some of the quarterback stuff and trying to fix things. And nobody sharper than Don Strock with all that stuff. So we get his take on meetings and leadership and all that stuff. All right, right now, though, I'm going to talk about a guy that's a hell of a leader, the main man, Anthony Caliendo. He just wants to let you know a couple of things. Are you tired of all the stress? Are you tired of headaches? Are you tired of being tired every day when you get up? Maybe it's time to sell your business. And if you are, I hope you'll use the main man, Anthony Caliendo, with the Business Broker Experts. He's the best business broker in Florida, and I'll tell you why. You know, somebody just, well, what do you mean he's the best? There's other companies doing it, too. Yeah, but he's putting deals together for you, man. The 1-800, the main man, speak to him directly. He doesn't just list businesses. He packages businesses to sell. Florida's booming right now, folks. It's booming. There's a lot of people moving here that are looking to buy companies and businesses just like yours. He's got a ton of people looking to buy businesses just like yours. So maybe it is time. He works with businesses of all sizes. Nothing's too big. Nothing's too small. Nothing's too specialized. I'm telling you, he'll match them up, get you done. It would be a nice, strong, smooth transition. Got strong bank relationships as well to get you to the closing table fast. These are just some of the things he's been doing, and he's really good at. So, again, don't try to do this alone, and get somebody that's an expert doing this. And he is, man, from top to bottom. Call 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN today and let Anthony Caliendo, the main man, flip your biz and cash you out in a big way. Here's his number, 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN. Main man, listen, 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN. That's Anthony Caliendo.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.